mechanic, to hero. General Charles Chuck Yeager, test pilot and the first to break the sound barrier, died on December 7th, aged 97.
If a flock of grouse flew across his path when he was out hunting, Chuck Yeager knew what would happen. He would get his slingshot, pick up some stones and let fly. With his 20/10 vision in both eyes, he could see to infinity. In 5 minutes, two or three grouse would be dead, hit square in the head. When challenged to target shoot at a paper plate nailed to a tree, he would aim to hit the nail. He had practiced those skills in the woods of West Virginia until they were second nature. In the Second World War, flying over France in P-51s, he once more saw his prey from a long way off and stayed up sun so the Germans wouldn't spot him. Then he shifted to be down sun, behind them. Once he picked off 5 ME-109s in a day, getting into a big old hairy dogfight, buzzing, diving, shooting, lots of high G's, becoming an ace right there. He knew how his plane should behave, how all the hardware worked, how the ejector seat and parachute would save him, knew it as a mechanic, which was his training. Armed with that knowledge, nothing much could surprise him. He was in firm control of what was right around him, and what he couldn't control, such as the enemy, or the outcome, or death, was not worth worrying about. He was too busy.